This is episode 2247 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to our series this week. You are being guided each day this week as you focus on listening to your inner wisdom, your intuition, that deep inner knowing that can be lost, especially when there's a lot of uncertainty in the world. And I wonder how your challenge is coming along. You have a challenge this week to focus on compassion for yourself and for others. And this is especially in regard to feeling compassion when faced with criticism, judgment, and negative news that can create a false reality. And you're making busy plans for yourself in your life, so you want to be anchored in the truth. In today's episode, you're going to be guided focusing on your inner truth, and you'll have the option to focus on your fifth chakra, which is located right at your throat. Chakras are simply areas within your body where you hold energy or emotions from your experiences and your memories. Your fifth chakra has to do with your truth, your voice, how others perceive you, the words you use, the quality of your voice. All this is impacted by your emotional experiences. And the way to tame uncertainty is by listening to and opening up to your truth. The truth can change when life around you changes. Sometimes when you land in a situation such as a global pandemic that was unexpected and so beyond your control, you can try to be living the same way you lived before this pandemic. Yet so much of life has changed. And so this requires an opportunity for you to adapt to a new truth. This is a new aspect of your life. We've been living through a pandemic for a year. But sometimes it can take that long to realize that old ways of doing things no longer serve us. I recently moved and I discovered that what I miss so much about the previous place where I lived is that connection to nature. And although I now live near the ocean, whereas before I lived near beautiful forest. I walk along the beach, I see the beautiful beach views, but I'm not really engaged with the beach so much other than viewing it and admiring it. So after meditating and listening to my intuition, I realized that I need to do something where I can become more integrally a part of feeling connected to the natural beauty of this area where I live on a barrier island off the coast of Florida. So I signed up for the Sea Turtle Patrol, and I'm really excited. We start our training soon, and we have to commit to one day a week, very early in the morning, waking up and walking along a long stretch of beach and noticing where the sea turtles are laying their eggs, where they're nesting and counting the eggs and keeping track of sea turtle behavior from April all the way through the end of October. So I think I'm going to really enjoy this experience. So I want to invite you to listen to your wisdom. What do you need in your life right now? The world has changed so much. What is requiring a change in your life. That's exactly what a fellow listener of yours has been doing. This is David from Israel. He says, I'm 15 years old and I'm from Porto, Portugal. I started listening to your podcast daily to help me relax at the end of a stressful day of online schooling. While listening to your calm voice, I'm able to set my ideas and have a moment of reflection on what I should do to improve myself. Thank you so much for your message, David, and I'm always so in awe of younger people who are meditating and they're doing such an amazing job with meditation. David is able to reflect on what's important to him and what he can do to improve himself. And really, that's what meditation does so beautifully. I'd love to hear from you and how you're using your own unique meditation journey. If you send me a direct message on my Sip and Om Instagram, I would be so honored to hear all about your experience. I invite you now to settle yourself down and get ready to meditate. As you begin to calm your mind and your body, pay close attention to your emotions right now. As you inhale and exhale, gently through your nose. Know this is your time. As you meditate, restless thoughts may come and go, and that's perfectly natural. See what it feels like to begin to identify certain voices or thoughts and name them, such as the voice of fear. And think about what seems to trigger this particular voice. Maybe your voice of fear is coming from a scared child, from past experiences, or a time that depleted your self-confidence. Name this voice and identify it. Notice where it's coming from. Notice the voice of hope and excitement. Maybe this comes from times when you've fully lived out your passions. Become familiar now with an inner voice that may be new, as life around you has changed so much. Name this voice. Consider when you first heard it. Listen to your inner wisdom, what your intuition is revealing to you with this voice. You could invite a gentle guide to sit next to you, someone who's always encouraged you and believed in you. Visualize them helping you with clarity about this new aspect of your life. Continue to sit in stillness, listening to your inner wisdom. You are so worth slowing down for.